Today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Gaur Vilas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 6.16.35 onwards. So before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Mataji, there is introduction today, Mataji. So I'd like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This morning, we welcome His Grace Gaur Vilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2004, and he earned a MBBS degree from Grant Medical College. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji joined the ashram in 2010, and he was initiated as a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2012. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji preaches in various medical and engineering colleges, and he also conducts programs for doctors at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and in corporate environments. He is a teacher of Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhav courses, and he also conducts congregational programs in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji has done thorough studies of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please accept all of our humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your time and association in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are really fortunate to have you on this call. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We just done with introduction. You can please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. We are discussing today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter. Just a minute. We are on chapter 16. Chapter 16 is entitled as King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. And we will be discussing verse number 36 today. So I'll recite the verse. Parmanu Param Mahato. Tumatyantantaravartitra vidurha adavantya pichasattvanam yadhruvam tat evantaralipi. Translation. You exist in the beginning.
Sorry for interrupting, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, I think today 35.
Verse 35. Yeah. Sorry. So I just missed. Let's go back. Okay. Tav vibhava khalu bhagavan jagat uddaya sthiti layadini vishvasrijaste yamshamshas tatra mrishas pardanti patak bhimatya. Translation. My dear Lord, this cosmic manifestation and its creation, maintenance and annihilation are all but your opulences. Since Lord Brahma and the other creators are nothing but small portions of a portion of you, your partial power to create does not make them God. Their partial power to create does not make them God, Ishvara. Their consciousness of themselves as separate lords is therefore merely false prestige. It is not valid. For what? A devotee who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord knows very well that the creative energy of the living entities from Lord Brahma down to the small ant exists because the living entities are part and parcel of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 10.7, the Lord says, Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhutah sanatanah. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. The living entities are nothing but very small portions of the mind, Supreme Spirit, like sparks of a fire. Because they are part of the Supreme, they have a creative quality in a very minute quantity. The so-called scientists of the modern materialistic world are proud because they have created modern facilities like great airplanes. But the credit for creating the airplane should go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to the scientists who have invented or created the so-called wonderful products. The first consideration is the intelligence of the scientist. One must be elevated by the dictation of the Supreme Lord, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. From me comes remembrance, not knowledge, and forgetfulness. Because the Supreme Lord as Supersoul sits within the core of every living entity's heart, the dictation by which one advances in scientific knowledge or creative faculties come from him. Furthermore, the ingredients to manufacture wonderful machines like airplanes are also supplied by the Lord, not by the scientists. Before the airplane was created, its ingredients already existed, having been caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when the manifested creation of the airplane is ruined, the remaining debris is a problem for the so-called creators. Another example is that the West is creating many automobiles. The ingredients for these cars are supplied, of course, by the Supreme Lord. And the intelligence for the so-called creation is also supplied by the Lord. Ultimately, when the cars are demolished, the so-called creators are faced with the problem of what to do with their ingredients. The actual creator, the original creator, is the Personality of God. Only in the interim does someone create something with intelligence supplied by the Lord. And later, the creation again becomes a problem. Therefore, the so-called creator is not to be credited with the act of creation. The only credit goes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is rightly stated herein that the credit for all the opulences of creation, maintenance, and annihilation belongs to the Supreme Lord, not to the living entities. Hare Krishna. So thank you for this opportunity to serve. So this is a very, very interesting section going on in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Chitraketu Maharaj, he had the desire to have a child. He tried his best, but he could not get. It is said he had 1 crore wives. And somehow by the mercy of Narad Muni and Angira Rishi, he had a son who was named Harshashoka. As a result of this, Chitraketu, he was partial to his wife Kritadyuti, who gave birth to the son. And all the other wives became envious and they killed the child. Chitraketu became very, very devastated. In that situation, Narad Muni came with Angira Rishi, brought the son back to life, and the child spoke such wonderful philosophy. And when small child speaks, everyone listens with great attention, great care. And Chitraketu and all the family members, Kritadyuti, they were pacified, they understood. Then Narad Muni taught Chitraketu the mantra to worship the Lord. And with that, he worshipped Lord Ananta. And then, very quickly, Chitraketu Maharaj, he achieved perfection. He got darshan of the Lord. And in these section of verses, Chitraketu Maharaj is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord Ananta. And in this, he is saying that, oh my Lord, you are the source of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything. Everyone is my part and parcel. Mamaivamsho jivaloke. Beginning from Brahma to the small ant. And Prabhupada in the purport very nicely describes that people of the world, especially scientists, they keep on claiming that they are the supreme. You know, Srila Prabhupada went to America and he started speaking, giving classes. He was against two people, two classes of people, Mayavadis and scientists. And the disciples of Prabhupada, they were thinking, why is Swamiji so much against Mayavadis? They didn't know what is Mayavad. So they were thinking, maybe, you know, these group of people, they must have done something wrong to Swamiji. That's why he is so much against them. That's how they were thinking. And then regarding scientists, Prabhupada was very, very strong, because he knew that these people, they have systematically destroyed the faith of common people. And that's why he would call them rascals and all bad words. And here Prabhupada is telling that people, they, all these scientists, they claim that they have created so many big airplanes and all these wonderful things, but who has given the intelligence? The intelligence to do anything is given by the Supreme Lord. You know, so when it comes to understanding why Srila Prabhupada is so much against scientists and what is the role of Supreme Lord, first of all, we have to understand that scriptures, they describe in detail the creation of the Lord. And whenever you see any devotee offering prayers, substantial part of the prayers of the devotees is regarding the power of the Lord in terms of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Even when the greatest of the devotees like Uddhava or Krura or Kunti or even Gopis, when they pray, substantial amount of their prayers is about how Lord is a supreme personality. Even in Gopi Gita, Gopis are saying, Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehina Mantaratma Drik Vikana Sartito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhau Devan Sattvatampule. Gopis are saying, oh my Lord, oh Krishna, you are not the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan, you are the same Supreme Lord who is there in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. Akhila Dehinam Antaratmadrik. Vikhanasa, when Brahmaji prayed, you appeared. Vishwa Guptaye Sakhau Devan, you appeared in Yadu dynasty, Satvatam Kule, but you are the same Supreme Lord. Kunti Maharani is praying, Paravatarana Yanye Bhubonava Ibo Dadau Sidantya Puribharena Jato Hyatma Bhuvartita. Because Brahmaji prayed, you have appeared in Yadu dynasty. So, you know, the question comes many times, why so much description of Srishti and creation and how Lord is involved in all these creation pastimes? Why not discuss the pastimes of the Lord? Why, when we hear all these prayers, you know, repeatedly, sometimes these thoughts come. Why so many detailed description of, you know, how Lord is great, how is creator, maintainer, annihilator, you know, all Brahma, all Devatas, they are below you, my Lord. Why? This is very, very important to understand. And this is what we'll be discussing in detail. Why scriptures describe creation pastimes in so much of the detail? Because as a sadhaka, you know, we like to hear the srishti, the leelas of the Lord, you know, with the gopis, when the devotees. Why srishti leela? Lord is involved in creation. Why? In the fifth canto, the last chapter, almost last verse, Shukdev Goswami, he tells that the creation pastimes are easy to understand than the Leela Avatar pastimes of the Lord. The various Leelas the Lord performs with his devotees, they are difficult to understand. The 10th canto pastimes, they are difficult to understand than the creation pastimes. How many of you agree to it? Really? It looks really opposite to what we understand, right? For us, as soon as the second canto and the third canto, oh my God, all those creation pastimes, they are bouncers. You know, they go beyond. We think, ye jaldi se jaldi khatam ho jaye, then we'll hear some pastimes. Some leela will come. But Shukdev Goswami says, these creation pastimes are easy to understand than the pastimes of the Lord in 10th canto. Why he says like that? Because it is very, very difficult to imitate creation pastimes. It is so very easy to imitate the Rasleela and all the various things which Krishna did as a small child. Oh, Krishna stole. I also did the same thing when I was a child. I also had many girlfriends and Krishna had also same. So maybe I am also God. That is the mentality of people. But nobody can imitate the creation pastimes. Nobody can say, I'll also create a universe. I'll also sleep and the creation universes will come out. No. Nobody can do that. You know. So therefore, to understand and accept the creation pastimes is easy. He is the Supreme Lord and we are insignificant servants. Therefore, Shukdev Goswami says it is very easy to understand and accept the creation pastimes. Nobody can imitate the Purushavatar Leela. Nobody can imitate Mahavishnu Leela. I'll also sleep and I'll also create universes. When we sleep, no constructive work happens. Only destructive work can happen. By our snoring, we can disturb somebody else's sleep. That is the only thing which can do, which can happen. But when Lord sleeps, universes come out. And it is very, very important to understand that for a sadhaka to make the intelligence firmly rooted in Krishna conscious philosophy, we have to understand how Lord is great. We know Lord is great. How he is great? That we'll understand when we'll discuss and hear and understand the creation pastimes of the Lord. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to understand. And people, they get confused and they say, well, I know Lord is great, but how great he is? So therefore, it is very, very important. Bhagavatam begins with the description of the Lord as creator. In the second canto of Bhagavatam, last chapter 2.10.1 and 2. These two verses describe the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utayah manvantare shanukatha nirodho muktirashrayah. So all these are the 10 topics. Sarga, primary creation. Visarga, secondary creation. Sthana, the place, position. Geographical location. Poshanam atra sarga visargasta sthana poshanam. Poshanam means how Lord protects his devotees. Utayaha, the inclinations that is described in the seventh canto. Auspicious and inauspicious inclination. Auspicious inclination by description of Prahlad. Inauspicious inclination by description of Hiranyakashipu. Poshana, how Lord protects his devotees. The story of Ajamil comes there. Story of Ritrasur, which we are discussing, comes there. How Lord protects his devotees. Sthanam, Poshanam, Utaya, Manvantara, and then 8th canto describes all the Manvantaras. Ishanukatha, the stories of the great kings and the stories of the avatars of the Lord. And then Nirodha, Nirodha means annihilation. And Mukti, liberation. Nirodha is described in 12th canto. Mukti is described in 11th canto by Uddhava Gita. And the story of Navayogendras and Ashraya, shelter. Second verse says, all the 9 topics of Bhagavatam are described to glorify and emphasize the 10th topic. दशमस्य विशुद्धार्थं नवानामिह लक्षणं वर्णयन्ति महात्मानः श्रुतेन अर्थेन च अञ्जसा. Dashama, this 10th topic is the primary topic, and to emphasize this 10th topic, all the 9 topics are described. But we should not jump on to the 10th topic directly. It is just like all the 9 topics, they aid the 10th topic. When we go to temple, take darshan of the beautiful deities of the Lord. In the altar of the Lord, you know, there are so many lights which are put at a strategic location. Lord is Satchidananda, he is all powerful, all effulgent, he is the source of Brahman. Why we have to put lights to illuminate the body of the Lord? Because our eyes are material. We cannot see spiritual with our material eyes. So all the lights, they illuminate the body, different bodily parts of the Lord. So if they are not there, we will not be able to see the Lord. Therefore, all the other topics of Bhagavatam, the creation pastimes, secondary creation, auspicious inclinations, and then how Lord protects, they are all mentioned so that we can understand how great the Lord is. Shukdeva Goswami says in the second canto, if we understand the creation pastimes of the Lord, we will not be entangled in the material nature again. Mayam varnayato mushya ishvarasya anumoditaha shrinavata shraddhaya nityam mayayatmanam hiyati. Mayam varnayato, if somebody discusses the maya, that means the creation of the Lord, shrinavata, one who hears, shraddhaya, with faith, nityam, regularly, what will happen? Maya yatma namuhiyati. He will not be bewildered by Maya. So all these complicated descriptions may look boring many times. And we want to just skip these, you know, prayers very quickly. Fatafat, fatafat, you know, quickly we'll go through these prayers and then we'll go to the pastime. But these prayers are very, very important. Because if we understand these prayers, our faith will become strong in the creation of the Lord and how Lord is so very merciful. Can you just imagine what Lord is doing by creating this universe? Who are we? We are insignificant living entities. And just to fulfill the desires of the living entity, Lord is making such a huge creation with such complexity. That shows the love the Lord has for living entities. We may think that we are trying our best to love the Lord and develop our relationship with the Lord. But you know, Lord is working more than us. Lord is really working over time so that we can develop relationship with Him. So that we can understand who He is. He sends His devotees. He sends scriptures. He comes Himself. He comes as Archa Vigraha. He comes as Mahaprasad. So many forms Lord appears. Why? To attract the dull minds of Kali Yuga people. Manda, Sumanda, Matayo, Manda, Bhagya, Upadrita. With all these qualifications, it is so very difficult to focus on the Lord. So therefore, Lord has to work and think, how I can attract the mind of this personality of Kali Yuga? It is so very difficult. And then he thinks, XNA chalega. He comes as 5. Say, Pancha Tattva Mili Prithvi Asiya Purve Prema Bhandare Ramudra Ughadiya Pache Mili Lute Prema Kore Aswadan Yata Yata Piye Trishna Vade Anukshan. 5 people, Panchatattva, have come and they have broke open the seal of love of God. They are tasting themselves and they are distributing. So all these beautiful descriptions, they should make our heart, you know, so very full of, you know, appreciation of the Lord. How Lord is so great. Who am I? I am an insignificant person. Lord, who has nothing to do with all these things, still he is doing all that. Why? Just to show his love. Just to show that I am working for you. Otherwise, what is the need for Lord to do all this? So therefore, we have to try to understand the purpose of these sections, these prayers. One time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am reading this, you know, second canto purport, and it is very difficult to understand. Prabhupada said, oh, read again. He read and came back again. Prabhupada, I could not understand. Read again. And this happened 3-4 times. And then ultimately he said, oh, Prabhupada, I understood. So even if we can't understand, please keep on reading. Eva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita krishna upaji be priti jani be rasir riti shuni lei bada hoye hita. Even if we don't understand, please keep reading every day. Eva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha. If we keep reading again and again these pastimes of Krishna, kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita, if we hear the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, what will happen? Krishna upaji be priti, you will develop love for Krishna. Jani be rasa riti, you will understand the intricacies of rasa. Shuni lei bada hoye hita, it will be beneficial. So therefore, nobody should think, hey, this is so boring. I want to skip all these and I want to jump on to the pastimes of the Lord. You know, why Shukdev Goswami is giving all such details to a person who is about to die? He should have spoken just Harikatha. Still, Shukdev Goswami is spending so much of the time describing all these intricate details so that Parikshit Maharaj can become strong in his understanding. Of course, he is a pure devotee, Nitya Siddha. But still, there is no end to becoming more and more dedicated to the Lord. That's why Bhagavatam is describing so much of the detail. People, they want to imitate the Krishna's pastimes of Rasa Leela and all the other. But no one can imitate the pastimes of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu. In one purport, third canto, 9th chapter, 20th verse, Shukdev Goswami describes, as you know, there is a discussion going on between Maitreya and Vidur, and the creation pastime is described there. There, Chakravarti Thakur gives a very, very wonderful commentary. He says, people of the world, they claim that they are God. If somebody claims they are God, just begin with one simple test, sleep test. He says, you know, if somebody says, I am God, okay, put them in a room and place fire all around the house. And you tell them, you keep sleeping. You know what happens at the end of the annihilation? There is fire all around. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is sleeping peacefully. And then, on top of that, you tell you sleep inside this house which is on fire and I'll put a small snake inside. You keep sleeping, don't worry. Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu sleeps on not just small snake, he sleeps on Ananta. The biggest snake. Can you imagine? So see the place. See the circumstance and see the time. Time of annihilation. If somebody says, I'll be fearless in all these situations, then you are God. Even if a person is very, very sleepy, he is tired, still you say, you know, I'll give you a small room to take rest, but actually, you know, somebody said that last night they found a small snake in the room. You don't worry about that. You sleep peacefully. No, nobody will be able to sleep, right? So therefore, when people claim to be God, simple things to destroy their claims. All we have to do is just read Bhagavatam, read the philosophy. Siddhant bolia jeev chitte na karo alas, iha hoite Krishna lagi sudrida manas. We should never be lazy in understanding the philosophy of Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes in 1:16, first canto, first chapter, sixth verse. Very important purport, Prabhupada writes. He says, to hear and explain them is more important than reading them. Very, very important line. To hear and explain is more important than just reading scriptures. That's why, when I started reading, I could realize that I don't know much. I don't understand Bhagavad Gita much. I did my Bhakti Shastri degree to aagya hath mein, but I was thinking, if somebody asks me what is there in this chapter Bhagavad Gita, what will I tell? I don't know anything. I have just degree with me, Bhakti Shastri. That's when I thought maybe I should understand and read properly. And that's why I started teaching. Because teaching is the best way to learn. You have to read and then you have to hear devotees and then explain them. That is very, very important. Prabhupada writes, one can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining them. Very, very important lines. One can assimilate the knowledge of the scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravana and explaining is called Kirtana. The two processes of Shravana and Kirtan are of primary importance to progressive spiritual life. Very, very important lines. 1:16. So we should read, of course. Reading is the first thing. But then we have to hear the devotees, how they explain these things. And then we have to explain them ourselves. So many times, what I do when I study, I just hear the lectures of various devotees, how they have explained, make notes and repeat as it is. Because that's our process. We have to just repeat as it is. And something interesting happens when we start repeating things. We start understanding them properly. Any of you have this experience? And you start teaching something, explaining something, you realize, oh wow, I understood this first time now as I'm explaining this. That is the wonderful thing which happens when we start explaining. That is the glory of scriptures. That is the glory of Bhagavatam. You have to keep on reading. These purports of Prabhupada, they are, as Prabhupada said, they are my devotional ecstasies. They're not ordinary. When Prabhupada was there on this planet, devotees, they would write letters to Prabhupada and Prabhupada would reply each and every letter. Now, Prabhupada is not there physically with us. But when we read purports of Prabhupada, every purport is like a personal letter written by Prabhupada for all of us. Only thing we should have is the desire and sincerity. These purports will speak. And many devotees, they have this realization when they are in difficult situation. Just open any book Prabhupada has written, any Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, any canto, any purport. And for sure, you'll find answer to your problems. Many devotees have these realizations because these purports, they are not ordinary. Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. If somebody says, oh, Tulsi is an ordinary plant. Oh, this deity is an ordinary stone. Bhagavatam is ordinary book. Oh, this Matsyavatar is ordinary fish. Oh, Varaha is an ordinary animal. All these are equally offensive. Bhagavatam is not an ordinary book. Krishne Sudamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Divisa Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Purana Arko Dhinoditaha. When Krishna went back to the spiritual world, along with dharma and jnana, he appeared again in the form of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. We can worship Bhagavatam. There was one great saint of Braja. He had Bhagavatam. And he would worship Bhagavatam like the deity. He would do all the festivals with Bhagavatam on the altar. He would do Jhulan Yatra. You know, he would do Janmashtami. Everything he would do with Bhagavatam. So this book Bhagavatam is not an ordinary, which is full of the descriptions of the Lord. Grantho astadasha shahasro srimad bhagavatadibi parikshit shuka sambado shrinu bhagavatam chatat. These grantha, this grantha astadasha sahasro, which has 2000 verses, mad bhagavatadibi, called as bhagavat, it has dvadash kanda, it has 12 cantos. Parikshit shuka sambada, Shrinu, please hear Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a person. Ye yathamam prapadyante, Bhagavatam also reciprocates according to the desire, according to the sincerity of the person. Whatever a person wants, Bhagavatam gives. Bhagavatam is for everyone. It is for a person who is suffering. It is for a person who wants to get liberation. It is for a person who wants prema. So hamninam shulla sukhaya dukkham hadgatanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavata puranam yadah sakshat bhagavan rishibhyah. People are suffering in this world. They don't know how to come out of it. Therefore, Vyasa, just to show mercy to all of them, Yadaha Sakshat Bhagavan Rishi, that Vyasadeva, who is Bhagavan Rishi, he wrote Bhagavatam to show mercy to all the fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. So this Bhagavatam, which is full of all these 9 topics leading to 10th topic, every topic, every page is equally important. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told, even if somehow all the books of all the libraries of the world, they get burnt, if Bhagavad Gita remains, no problem. Somehow Bhagavad Gita is also lost, if Bhagavatam is there, no problem. And then he went on to say that even if Bhagavatam gets lost, if Chaitanya Charitamrita is there, there is no problem. So we are so fortunate. We have lost. He said, there is no loss. So we are so fortunate that we have Bhagavatam, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. What else is needed? Only thing is needed is our desire and sincerity to read and apply. Sada sevya, sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati katha, yasya shravana matrena, mukti, yasya shravana matrena, hari chittam samashrayet, yasya shravana matrena, mukti karatale sthita. Sada sevya, please read Sav Bhagavatam every day. Srimad Bhagavati katha. Yes, shravana matrena, just by hearing. What happens? Hari chittam, Krishna resides in the heart. Yes, shravana matrena, mukti kartale sthita. Mukti is there, you know, at the doorstep, standing, just like Billabongal Thakur says, mukti is standing at the doorstep, ready to serve me. Mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevyate asman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. What to speak of dharmartha kama moksha? That is the understanding a devotee has. So therefore, when Prabhupada writes all these detailed descriptions in the purports, we should not think, oh, okay, I've heard this many times, I'll quickly skip through this, read this just for the sake of reading, and then I'll go and read the Leela. Every line Prabhupada writes is very, very important. One time there is a devotee, he is doing, it comes in Padyavali, he is doing his bhajan. And then one lady comes, appears in front. And this devotee is little surprised and shocked. He says, who are you? Katvam. She says, Mukti Rupa Gata Asmi Bhavati. I am Mukti Devi, I have come to serve you. He asked, Kasmada Kasmadiha, how come suddenly you have come? I didn't call. She says, Tvam Krishna Deva Smaranena Bhavato Dasi Padam Prapita. Because you are serving Krishna, I have become your Dasi. This devotee says, Dure Tishta Managana Gasi, O abominable one, stay away. So Mukti Devi is shocked. She asks, Katham Kuryadan Aryamai, Are what wrong I have done? I have come to serve you and you are giving me Gali. So he says, Tvad gandhan nijanam chandan rasale pasya lopo bhavet. Just by your fragrance, my desire to serve Krishna will go away. So that is the, you know, position of a devotee. Devotee is not interested in any other thing of the world because he has Krishna. And this realization will come when we keep on hearing the pastimes of the Lord, keep on chanting the names of the Lord, praying to the Lord. In our process of spiritual life, Krishna consciousness chanting is very, very important. A few days back, we were in Govardhan Ipo village and we had online something. We have all the devotees were there and Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, he gave an online talk. And he was talking about chanting, japa. And he said, he was quoting from Kram Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. And he said that in Ajamil pastime, Ajamil chanted Narayan. You know, that name Narayan, which Ajamil chanted, didn't deliver him, didn't give him pure devotional service. He was just freed from sinful reactions. He said, Jiva Goswami writes that there are two kinds of name. There is a Kevala Naam and Sneha Samyak Naam. Very, very important, says Jiva Goswami writes. Kevala Naam means when we are chanting, but we are not present. We are chanting the names of the Lord, but we are not attentive. That means Krishna is not there. But still, words are coming out. That is Kevala Naam. What happens? What is the result of such type of chanting? One becomes free from sinful reactions. And one gets qualified to go to heaven. Because Punya, you are acquiring Punya. All Pap is getting destroyed. You are not developing Prema. By Kevala Naam, you are getting purified of sins. But there is another Naam that is called as Sneha Samyak Naam. What is that Sneha Samyak Naam? Maharaj said that when we are chanting and praying to the Lord, then Krishna's mercy will come. If we are not chanting Sneha Samyak Naam, then we are just getting purified of the sins and we are not getting devotional love, prema. So if we want prema, then we have to be prayerful, he said. So the only way one can chant Sneha Samyak Naam is to be prayerful while we are chanting. We have to pray to holy names. We have to pray to Krishna. Nama Namakari Bahudhanija Sarva Shakti. Krishna has invested all his powers in his holy name. But our problem is we don't put any power in chanting of the holy name. We don't put any energy. We have to put our energy. We have to be present while we are chanting, while we are reading Bhagavatam. We have to be present. That is very, very important. And in that consciousness, if we read Bhagavatam, if we chant, then we will see transformation. We'll come close to Krishna. Yeah. So that's how we have to be eager to chant more, eager to hear more in right consciousness, whatever it may be, creation pastimes or 10th canto pastimes. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु मेट रामानंद राय इसेस प्रभु कहे आगे कह सुनिते पाए सुखे अपूर्वामृत नदी बहे तुम्हार मुखे। महाप्रभु सेज प्लीज कीप ऑन स्पीकिंग नेक्टर इज फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम योर माउथ। व्हेन यू नो दिस थीम ऑफ दिस मूड ऑफ ईगरनेस इज कंसिस्टेंट थ्रू आउट भागवतम थ्रू आउट चैतन्य चरितामृत ऑल द डिवोटीज all the great great acharyas of bhagavatam of chaitanya charitamrita they have one mood I want to hear more up to lord shri chaitanya mahaprabhu I want to hear more prabhu kahe aage kah sunite paaye sukhe when vidur ji meets maitreya and he asks maitreya He says that, Oh Maitreya Muni, I have heard lots of dharma, artha, kama, moksha from my father Vyasadeva. But these things have not satisfied my heart. Paravaresham bhagavan vratani shrutani me vyasa mukhada bhikshnam atripnum ashulla sukhavahanam tesham rite krishna katham ritaughat. He says, Oh my Lord, I have heard lots of Para avara katha. I have heard dharma artha kama and moksha also. Shrutani me vyas mukha. Vyas ke mukh se bahut suna hai. But atripnuma, I have not become satisfied. Because Krishna katha amrit ogha is not there. There is not ocean of harikatha. There is some harikatha here and there, but it is not ocean. That's what Narad Muni told Vyasadeva in the first canto, fifth chapter, when he was not satisfied, Vyasadeva was not satisfied. Narad Muni told the same thing. He said, you have not glorified Krishna repeatedly. That's why he says, Jugupsitam, it is abominable. Whatever you have written is abominable. Can you imagine Vyasadeva has written all the Vedas, all the Puranas, all the Upanishads, and he's Krishna Narad Muni says, abominable. Any of you have written any article anytime? Those who have written article or any letter, they know how difficult it is to write something. Vyasadeva wrote everything, but still Narad Muni, what he's saying? Jugupsitam. Jugupsitam dharma kritenu shashata swaha varaktasya mahan vyatikramaha. It is a great transgression. Why? Are people are already inclined to sense gratification. You have given them the bona fide way to enjoy. You have not glorified Krishna enough. Bhavata anudita prayam yasho bhagavato amalam yenai vasau natushyeta manyeta darshanam khilam. Any scripture which is not glorifying Krishna repeatedly is condemned. So therefore, you know, Vyasadeva, Vidurji, he is telling Maitreya, I have heard a lot about dharma, artha, kama, moksha from my father, but this has not given me satisfaction. Maitreya may ask, well, you must have heard of Krishna katha also a lot, right? You know, we have heard about Krishna so much. Can you imagine Vidurji, born in the family of Krishna? You know, don't you think he must have heard a lot of Harikatha? And that's what Maitreya Muni asks. And you must have heard Krishna Katha also, right? He says, who can be satisfied hearing about Krishna? Kastripnaya tirtha pado vidana satreshu asuri viridyamana Yat karna nadim purushasya yato bhava pradama geha ratim chinatti kastripnuyat. Who can be satisfied hearing about Krishna? Tirtha pada. Krishna is tirtha pada. He is the pilgrimage, place of pilgrimage personified. Great, great devotees are glorifying Krishna. Yat karna nadi purushasya, anybody who hears about Krishna through his ears, what happens? Bhava pradam geha rati chinati. The attachment to this family life, which is the root cause of material existence, is destroyed. So therefore, you know, great devotees, they have shown repeatedly how we should be eager to hear, to chant. And Mahaprabhu, he meets Ramananda Rai and he tells, please speak Harikatha. Ramananda Rai says, you are the Supreme Lord. How can I speak in front of you? Prabhu kahe mayavadi amita sanyasi. Krishna bhakti bhakti tattva nahi jani mayavadi vasi. Mahaprabhu is saying, I am mayavadi sanyasi. I don't know devotion. Sarvabhauma sange mura mana nirmala hoila. Krishna bhakti tattva kaha taha te puchila. You know what Mahaprabhu is saying? Are I met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and by association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind became purified. We know who delivered whom. You know, Mahaprabhu delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he is saying, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya purified me. Sarvabhauma Sange Mora Mana Nirmal Hoila. And I asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please speak about devotion. Bhakti Tattva Kaha. Tahate Puchila. Teho Kahe Ami Nahi Jani Krishna Katha. Sabe Ramanandarani Teho Nahi Etha. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, I don't know Krishna Katha. Ramanand Rai knows. And Ramanand Rai is not here. So Sarvam Bhattacharya told me that you go and talk to Ramanand Rai. Ramanand Rai ache Godavari tire adhikari hoye teho Vidyanagare. Oh, please go to Ramanand Rai. You'll meet him in Vidyanagar. He is the adhikari there. Shudra vishai jnane upekshana koriba amara vachane tare avashya miliba. Please don't think that he is a shudra vishai, pounds and shillings man, and don't think he is a government official. He is a great devotee. So Mahaprabhu says, tomara thai aila tomara mahima shuniya tumi more stuti kara sanyasi janiya. Are, I came to talk to you and hear Krishna Katha from you, and you are glorifying me, considering that I am sannyasi. That is the, you know, that is the eagerness Mahaprabhu has to hear Bhagavatam. So therefore, you know, if somebody is in that mood of eagerness to hear, to chant, and if somebody does it whole life, then devotee is not so much concerned how they will leave their body. We can plan everything in our life. We can plan which house we'll live in, which car we'll have, which job we'll have, which school I'll send my children to study. We can plan all these things. One thing we cannot plan, we cannot plan our death. That Krishna will plan for us. We cannot say, you know, when I die, na, you chant. You chant, you sing kirtan for me. You don't sing nicely, you know. You play kartal, you play mridang. We can't do all that. Krishna can do that. And Krishna will plan our death based on how we have lived our life. As, you know, Lord Krishna gives assurance in, it comes in Garuda Puran, that if somehow or other my devotee is not able to remember me at the time of death, I will remember my devotee. Vatadi yadi doshena madbhakto nacha mam smaret aham smarami madbhakta nayami paramam gatim. I will remember my devotee. I'll bring him to my abode. So therefore, the path of spiritual life, path of Krishna consciousness, is the path of greatest hope, provided we don't leave this path. Provided we keep on reading, keep on being with devotees, serving them, trying our best to chant attentively. So that is the understanding. So that's why throughout the Bhagavatam, so many places we hear Srishti Lila, so that we can become strong in our convictions and we can practice sadhana, swadhyaya, sadachar, seva. with determination and eagerness. And for sure, if we do so, in due course of time, we'll see transformations happening in our lives. And we'll realize that we are coming close to Krishna. Because that has to happen. Bhakti, paraisha, anubhav, and virakti has to happen. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions anybody has?
Thank you so much for this very, very beautiful class. It was really enlightening to understand that how much importance we should give for chanting, how there are different types of chanting. We know that it is the all-powerful holy name, but still we are not giving that importance while we chant. It takes a lot of time and practice, as Prabhuji. Thank you so much for stressing that point and making us aware. Thank you, Prabhuji. So I request, yes, Sukaka Krishna Prabhu, you can ask your question. Or if
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Vila. Can I ask a question?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. Can please speak?
Please go ahead. I can hear you.
Hare Krishna. So, when I revive the. Now, actually, I have got this. This Gaur Krishna Gosai Maharaj, who has already left the body. He actually was Radha Gosai Maharaj's disciple. And I got all the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's from Sonapur, Bihar. So I asked Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. He said, I have myself heard it. You keep listening. Now you won't believe, oh, first time, second time, third time. I don't feel like, it's like a love story. I don't feel like leaving it. I want to hear more. I want to hear more. Sometimes I'm feeling like crying and all. So Pagal jaisa ho gaya. I really love it so much. So, instead of reading, if I hear also, is it okay or I have to read also?
If you can read, please read. Because Srila Prabhupada has written all these purports so that we can read and we can assimilate them. Of course, you know, hearing is always wonderful, nourishing. We should read all the books of Prabhupada. That's why Prabhupada has written so many books, working so hard, sleepless nights, every day, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. So we should read, as Prabhupada said, we should read, you should devote, my devotee should read my books like law books, So there is no substitute to reading Prabhupada books. Because unless we read, we will not be able to relish what is being spoken, because when we read and then when we hear, then the hearing, the various explanations of the devotees make us realize the glory of what Prabhupada has written. So if if somebody says, I can't read, okay, now in the age of technology, there is no excuse we can give. There are devotees who have, recorded all the books. All the books are recorded as audio with purpose.
And listen.
So we can listen if we can't read. So if somebody says, time, nahi, I don't have time. Okay, listen while you are traveling to office or what, going somewhere or taking bath or getting ready for office. Keep listening. So that is the understanding. Okay.
So one more thing is, well, you are telling about hearing from someone. Suppose I heard Radhanath Maharaj's one lecture. I get some good points. I am just noting copycat and giving others. That is not for name and fame. It is just I am understanding, learning something. I want to pass it on to others. So is it wrong copycat, like hearing and delivery, hearing and delivery?
Yeah, most of the time we do the same thing. To copy, somebody says, as Chaitanya Charanprabhu himself said, to copy is our right, that is our copyright. we have to just keep copying.
But Radhanath Maharaj's lectures are so engrossed, Prabhu. When you hear, you just lose yourself where you are. Sometimes just listening. And then again, I hear and write a voice. So when I tell to others, it becomes go inside in my heart. So in the next lecture, automatically these points comes. So it's really wonderful. What you said is very correct. When you hear and understand and then tell others, you get again good memory of revival of the memory. Hare. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. You can ask your question now.
Then Pranam Mataji and everyone. And Gokulas, bless that for me. My question is that you said that when we chant inattentively, our sins are washed off and we are elevated to Indraloka or heavenly planets. So what is the difference between those when Bhagavan Krishna says Traividyam Sumpa Pujapapa Yagna Rishtva Swargatim Paratayante Te Punyamasadya Surendra Lokam Asnanti Divyanti Videyu Bhogan and then Gata Gatam Kam Kamalapu. So is there any possibility that if I reach higher planets from there without returning here, I can progress further? Is there any chance like that or I have to come back?
No. Actually, when it is described about these devta worshippers, as you quoted this verse, Ashnanti Divyan, Divideva Pugan, these people, they don't have much devotional, you know, desires. They have material desires. And to fulfill those desires, they go to heaven. And when they enjoy their life, Kama kama labhante, kamatmana swarga para, janma karma phalapradam, kriya vishesh bahulam, bhog aishwarya gatim prati. They go to heaven to enjoy. That is their primary intention. They have no intention of devotion. But as a practicing devotee, Krishna gives the additional benefit of even if we are chanting inattentively, we are getting purified of the sense. And for sure, a person who is practicing spiritual life, practicing Krishna consciousness, he will not glide down to the lower species of life, for sure. That is the benefit, a side benefit, which a devotee gets. So, you know, if a devotee can't perfect his life, he'll go to heaven, he'll spend the time there, and then he'll again come back, and he'll be given a chance to appear in the family of a devotee. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashto Bijayate. And again, he'll get a chance to perfect his life. You know? So that is a process. There is no excuse to it. There is no escape to it. So therefore, better we should understand the importance of what we have received and do it attentively. Otherwise, we are risking another life. So of course, there is no loss in spiritual, in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we do, even if we can't make it in this life, there is no loss to it. For sure, we'll get a next chance. For sure, we'll take birth in a family where we can practice spiritual life. So there should be no fear and there should be no confusion. What will happen to me? But we should always try our best. And then we should not be, as devotees, we should not be thinking so much about, will I get liberated? Will I go back home, back to garden? Result? Is we should not become result-oriented. In one purport, in fourth canto, 20th chapter, you know, Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that a Krishna-conscious devotee should not be concerned about whether he'll go back home, back to Godhead or not. Mm-hmm. He or she should be just focused about how I should execute the instructions of my spiritual master. How I should do my sadhana properly, swadhyaya properly. Because if we are just becoming result-oriented, then we will not focus so much on the process. You know, we hear this verse, we quote this verse many times, karmanyeva adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadacharan. That is not just for karmis. That's for devotees also. Our focus should be on the process. whether I'm doing my chanting properly, serving in right consciousness, you know, that should be the main intention. And then whatever Krishna decides, whatever Krishna, you know, wills, because, you know, Krishna's will always stands supreme. Marobi rakhobi, jo ichha tohar. It is, you know, we must have spoken this and sang this many times. But actually, we have to come to that level one day where we are not even thinking about whether will I get liberated or not, whether will I go back to Godhead or not, because that is not our job. That is not our consideration. Our consideration is to serve. So, whether I'll go back to spiritual world or I'll go to heaven, well, that is up to Krishna to decide. We have to try to, you know, give our best wherever we are. And as soon as we realize, I am not on track, come back. Oh, I didn't chant my rounds attentively. No problem. As soon as you realize, start chanting attentively. That's what we have to do. That's what Bhurijan Prabhu writes in his Japa book. Very, very wonderful book Bhurijan Prabhu has written. In that he writes, we should be detached from our previous rounds and our future rounds. Yutana, Mala, you know, of 16 rounds, I didn't chant 15 rounds properly. What is the use of chanting 16th one attentively? Ek mala bachiye, wo bhi kar lete hain, aise, you know, somehow we'll do that. No, we should be detached from the past rounds and we should not think of the future rounds also. I'll do all my rounds, all my mantras properly. We should focus on the present round, present mantra for that matter, you know, present. Well, one mantra at a time. That's what Bhurijan Prabhu writes in that Japa book. One mantra. When we give mind a big job, mind says, I'm going. You have to just give small job. One mantra at a time. It's like a small child. You know, please eat this. You know, all of you must have taken care of the children. How you parents, they feed their children. Beta, one more morsel, you know. One more. That's how we have to treat our mind. So that's what I can tell. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Swami.
Dhanvaad.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhupada, for that question. And in the chat, I can see only comments, Prabhupada. There are no questions. Like one question is there. Hare Krishna. That was, what to do when we are understanding patterns of reactions and not improving? How to overcome? Please teach me.
Hey, can you elaborate the question? Whoever has written the number of patterns of reactions and not improving, can you speak? Whoever has written this, it will be easy to answer then.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, there are reactions of angriness, and also there is enviness, but I don't want to define it how it is, but it is increasing. And I can see that it is very aggressively improving. I mean, every day the anger is increasing and the reaction is not one way. I think that I'm correct, but I don't think that I'm correct. So there is also this reaction game. And if I don't react, then I think that, okay, I'm running away and I'm not fighting in the situation when I'm supposed to, you know, take stand. So, and the situation, every situation I see that my pattern of reaction is same. And now I see that there is real envious in, I mean, with the devotees especially, because I see that they are going ahead and I'm not able to do my services also. So how to overcome this feelings or these patterns?
Okay, thank you, Mataji, for such a wonderful question. Actually, you know, these feelings and these phases, they come in life of every devotee. When the Cheto Darpan Marjan starts, when the cleaning process starts, all the dirt which has been accumulated starts coming up, starts rising up. because we have started cleaning. So many times, devotees, you know, they get so very disturbed because they want to handle all that. They want to understand all that. Why this is happening to me? Why all these anarthas are coming up such vigorously, such intensely? I have not done anything wrong so far. You know, why? You have to understand, when Samudra Manthan started, first thing which came out was halahal vish, poison. So when the churning of the heart starts by the process of chanting, hearing, seva, first thing which comes out is aranarthas. It starts rising up. What did devtas do when the halahal came out? They didn't handle it themselves because they knew they can't handle it, they'll die. They went to Lord Shiva. They went to Lord Vishnu, who sent them to Lord Shiva. When we are faced with such anarthas coming up such fiercely, like poison, we should not try to deal with them. We should not try to analyze them. We should not try to, you know, solve the problems on our own. We should not try to think why. On my own, I'll try to, justify and solve this. Why this is coming? Will not be able to do it. What we have to do is just approach some devotee. It really, you know, brings miracles. We may know the answers. We may know the solution. But when we humble ourselves in front of devotees and tell them that this is my problem and this is what I'm going through, when they give the same solution, it clicks. Because in that solution, Krishna's mercy is there. Because Krishna understands that, okay, this person has become humble. And now he's become suitable to receive my mercy. So therefore, you know, when these anarthas, they come, first thing we have to do is we should not get disturbed so much. Because this is a natural course of action. Unlimited anarthas will come out beyond our imagination. I think almost every one of us have gone through this and maybe going through this. I have not experienced any of such anarthas my whole life. I have spent chanting since 15 years now, and after 15 years, all these nasty anarthas are coming up. How to handle them? Why? Because now the cleaning process is starting. So long, we were just preparing, and you know, all our chanting was preparing for cleaning. Now we have started the cleaning. It is not so easy. So what we have to do is just be patient and approach our devotee and don't try to handle and analyze those anarthas. Just see them in a passive way. Don't identify with anarthas. And this is not me. My anarthas are not me. I am spirit soul. I want to serve Krishna. I have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness because I want to purify myself. These anarthas are not me. We have to disown them first. When we start identifying with the anarthas, oh, I am so sinful, so lusty, so angry, so envious. It's okay. Soul is pure. We have been conditioned ourselves. We have conditioned ourselves in so many lifetimes, so they are coming up now. First thing is relax. Second thing is we have to disown. They are not me. Third thing is approach a devotee. Fourth thing is pray to Krishna for strength. And you will see slowly, you know, these urges of anarthas will come down. And then in due course of time, they will not disturb us much. They will not trouble us much. They'll be there. They'll come, but if we don't get disturbed by them, then they will not trouble us. You know, that is how mind cheats us. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports in 11th canto. He says, the best way to control the mind is neglect it. Best way to control the anarthas is don't work on them. Just see them in a passive way. Don't think, main hu aisa? This is me. Don't get disturbed so much. All of us have gone through this. All of us are maybe going through this. Many of us may be going through this. But when the urges come, just be patient. Oh, I'm feeling envious. Just be patient. Because we can't do anything about it. Even if you don't want it, envy will come. Even if you don't want, anger will come. So you should not get bogged down. Why? Because it is there in the heart, it is coming out. We should be happy that it is coming out now. We should not get disturbed so much. And mind will show you all the nasty scenes, nasty thoughts. But just be patient and don't get too much disturbed. Otherwise, devotees, they go into another phase of, you know, when they keep on resisting, why? They go into the phase of depression. Why this happened to me? Why this is coming to me? Why I'm envious? Why I'm angry? Why I'm lusty? Why I'm greedy? Why ka koi answer nahi hai? You have to just be patient and just see them as they come and they'll pass by. If we start getting too much disturbed by our anarthas, we'll not be able to chant properly. Prabhupada writes in one purport, to chant, one should have a peaceful mind. We should not get disturbed by anarthas. They'll come, they'll go. Only thing we have to do is we should not work on them. We should not act on them. We should not get disturbed when they come. So I hope I could answer a little bit of your question. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nice. I just want to bless the three.
Thank you. Eternal grateful to you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So the 3 points that you said, Prabhuji, one is like don't react, and second is go to your devotee, and third is pray. Is that correct? The first point is correct?
First is? Can you repeat the
don't
first
react.
Part? Yeah,
that,
don't
that's
react.
What I'm having.
Yes, we have to just
relax. To relax.
You know, first is relax and then...
Disown, you told.
You should understand, this is not me. These are my anarthas coming up. I am trying to serve Krishna. This is not me. These anarthas are not me. First, relax, disown them, and then pray to Krishna. Of course, take shelter of devotees, pray to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. There are no more questions. If you are okay, we can end the call here.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe